Broadcasting live from the beautiful Venetian and Sands Expo Center in Las Vegas, Nevada. For Collaborate 14 OAUG Forum, it's OAUG Radio. Now, here are your hosts, Lee Cantor and Stone Payton.
Lee Cantor here with Stone Payton in beautiful Las Vegas, Nevada. And for all you people on Twitter following at home, that's hashtag C14LV. And you can see all of the interesting guests that we've got coming. How you doing, Stone?
I am doing well. Very excited about our evening edition of OAUG Radio. We are hitting our stride. We've had some fantastic conversations today, and this segment is going to be no exception. We have with us from AT&T, Renee Wells and Shelly. I don't believe we got your last name, did we, Shelly? You were like a last minute addition, right?
Shelly O'Brien.
I just go with one name.
Okay.
Just like Madonna.
Like Madonna. Yeah,
there you go. It's very typical AT&T. We'll bring as many people to the table as possible.
That's perfect. So the presenting question, to SaaS or not to SaaS, what's that all about, Renee?
It's really a discussion about lease versus buy, right?
And
it is it's SaaS. Maybe we should actually define what SaaS is, right?
All right,
it's not like just being sassy, you know, right? It's about software. It's about SaaS stands for subscription as a service. And it is about lease versus buy on software, whether or not you're going to lease it, you're going to buy it. Is it a CapEx? Can you turn it into an OpEx? And, do you want perpetual licenses or do you want to do it on a subscription basis? Maybe just try it out for a little while.
So now, right now, where are the customers standing on this? Are they leaning more to buying or leasing?
Whatever Renee tells them. That's
okay.
What they do.
Yeah. So the scary part is making decisions on a fad. Making decisions on what's hot out there versus making really good business decisions. And that's really what we want our customers to do. We want our customers to make really, really good business decisions. And so the decision is based on their business. It may make sense for their business to do subscription licensing.
Right.
It may not make sense to purchase the long term. And just like buying a car, we may decide, hey, we want a new car every couple years, right? And we have the capabilities and we have the change control processes in-house to be able to handle that. And that's really where the decision is. It's a business decision that
how do they protect themselves from making a big wrong mistake?
Research. One of the things I would caution against is software that has not met its software maturity. So typically software maturity is, especially in enterprise software, is approximately 6 years, right at that 6-year curve. So jumping on to the latest and greatest fad when it comes to purchasing enterprise software is probably not a good idea. It when you're looking at an enterprise application, if you expect your company to grow, you need to look at extremely mature software. It's got to be out on the market. It's got to be a mature software. And that 6-year or longer software term is something that you're going to want to be looking at.
Now, a group like OAUG, is that a good place to kind of vet, like the crowd's kind of vetting it for you? You're going to get some insight on what's real and what's not real here?
Oh, absolutely. Well, I guess it depends. If it's 1 o'clock in the morning, probably not. Right? Or after the event last night, maybe you might get some information you don't want to know about.
But groups like this.
Yeah, the users groups, the SIGs, the sessions. I've attended several of them, including presenting at one yesterday. There's great interaction that's going on right here. So there are some early adopters on some new releases of software. There's a lot of lessons learned. People are extremely approachable and willing to share information from everywhere, from whether it is a software vendor, a software implementer, a partner of Oracle's, or the best place to get the information is the end users themselves. Those are that are consuming the software.
So what were you talking about yesterday? What were some of the key topics? You said you presented yesterday, is that right?
Where to get the best tiara?
That was it.
Yeah,
a popular session?
No, we were giving out tiaras, and that was probably the best question that I got all day long. Is where did you get the tiara? No, the topic yesterday was that we presented on, one of my counterparts presented on big data for the common user, just to get some understanding of what the knowledge is. And then yesterday I actually did a presentation on PeopleSoft technology. And that was a discussion about thought leadership around technology, what we look for at AT&T when we're looking and vetting technology and software solutions, and then also talking about some of the things that we thought that the PeopleSoft technology was bringing to the table with the newest releases.
When there's so many different applications out there, how do customers integrate them all so that they're all play nice together?
Oh, wow. That was actually one of the number one areas that I talked about yesterday, is you have to look for a software that can integrate. We had a customer that we were speaking to, and it was a VP of the IT organization for our customer, and he had found out that his business had made a decision on providing subscription or purchasing subscription software that was in a cloud-like environment without even the IT organization knowing. I mean, the contracts had been signed, the business had been signed. And
it happened in one of those late night sessions you were talking about.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it sounds like. It was signed on
look
the
what I got.
Yeah,
like,
I bought something. Look at the new car I got. Isn't it awesome? Yeah, we got to figure out how to put gas in it, and you know, the rest of it. That's your problem. And that's really what, you know, that's really what
so
happens.
So that happens at the enterprise level, that people are making those kind of purchases?
Absolutely.
Getting
absolutely.
People involved in
different...
And that's
what this market, that's what the, you know, the software as a service market and the cloud market has brought to the table, is it's shifting decisions all across the organization. And we have to communicate with each other. It's not that I mean, even AT&T, we offer subscription licensing for several Oracle products and solutions. Mm-hmm. But it has to be a communication within the organization when you make these decisions. And that might be the best software, for example. It might be the best HR software. It might be the best financial software. But all enterprise applications need to talk to each other. They need to integrate with each other. And that is a discussion that needs to happen before actually the solutions are purchased, is how they're going to talk to each other.
Because even though one kind of silo might have the best software, if it doesn't integrate, then it may not be the best.
Yeah. Yeah, we can't work in silos. Right. We do. Yeah, we
it's
don't.
It's hard enough as it is.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
Shelley, tell us a little bit about your role in all of this, because I would think that you had a lot to do with setting up your presence here at Collaborate 14. Speak to that a little bit, if you will.
So, we are in a booth in the corner over by...
In the premium corner.
By the lunch entrance. We thought that was a good venue to catch people coming and going from lunch.
Yeah.
So come by and see us and learn more about how AT&T can host and manage and monitor and support your applications.
And the radio show that you have in your booth, tell us about that.
We don't have a radio show.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But we're here so that we can talk to people.
There you
and
go.
We participated in the wig out
promotion.
Very nice. That's where I got my tiara.
There's a coupon in your little coupon book that you can come redeem for a stuffed animal in our booth. You can adopt a pet.
But obviously, this is a very important...
Not a real one. Yeah,
yeah, stuffed animal.
But if I pay a little extra, can I get a real one?
No. You can have mine. I have two at home. You can have them. I don't want them.
But this is an important event in the marketing calendar. I mean, there's a lot of folks that you want to continue to cultivate and build new relationships with. So this is a big deal for you guys, yeah?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and it's really about market awareness. I've actually been with AT&T for 15 plus years, and finally, I think with the managed application services and hosting that we offer, finally for the first time when we're participating in these events, I'm not being asked to charge somebody's phone. Right? I mean, if you look at me, I have two phones. I have my Galaxy and I have my iPhone. They all both have AT&T service. They're both working fantastic. But that's pretty much about it. Well, I know. I mean, I use them to, you know, dial. And we don't just do phones. And obviously networking and telecommunications and mobility is a core piece of our product. But we are here to let the world know, especially the Oracle community, know that we actually host and manage applications. We've been doing it for 15 plus years.
And then not just Oracle, right? You just happen to be at this show.
Yeah, correct. But we're here to talk about
Oracle. So we're talking about Oracle here in this environment. But you guys go to shows all over the place throughout the year.
Yes. Yeah. And we manage e-commerce as well. So ATG and internet retailer named us number one web hosting provider based on revenues.
Oh, yeah. Congratulations.
Yeah.
So 15 plus years. What's next for you and your team, your career? Anything new on the horizon?
What's next for me?
Yeah, personally.
That's a great question. I didn't know that
you
was
coming.
You
can reflect on that this evening.
Where am I
Shelley,
going?
What's next for Renee?
Yeah, Shelley will tell us.
I have a dinner tonight. yeah.
Kind of a short horizon in this arena.
Well, we can't tell her boss that she's gone in for his job. That doesn't play well, right?
Like, am I going to say that out loud? No, what's next for me at AT&T with Managed Application Services is to expand the business. And the way that we're doing this, right, is by awareness and letting our AT&T customers, believe it or not, AT&T has a lot of customers.
Yeah.
Across the globe. A lot of customers that are buying business services from us. And when it comes up to, can you do something? Can you help us out with these enterprise applications? AT&T is raising their hand, saying, not only can we help you out with the enterprise applications, but we can help you out all the way from the network up through the functional support of the applications. It is literally two terminologies, depend on if you're happy or upset with us. It's either one throat to choke or one place to enjoy your caviar or one stop to shop.
It's interesting.
Shake.
I mean, AT&T has been around forever, and you're having to educate your customers that we do that also.
Yeah.
You know, and that's, I guess, that's part of why you're here. It's just to let people know that you do more than, like you said, phones.
Right, yeah.
Well, and the entire organization, not just your team. You're to be commended for your ability and willingness to adapt and evolve so that you can serve this ecosystem as it continues to change. I mean, I think that's really to be applauded.
Yeah. And with AT&T Cloud, Managed Application Services, Managed Hosting Services, we are absolutely understand that enterprise applications and infrastructure and data center are not necessarily the business that our customers want to be in. And so we're there to offer that and to help them out.
Okay, so we'll explore a question with a little shorter horizon. The balance of the week, while you're here at the conference, you're going to hit some more educational sessions. You're going to walk the carpet. What are the plans?
Get a new tiara.
She's really focused on this tiara.
Yeah, that made quite an impression.
I want a shinier one. We are here. My entire team is here. And this is actually one of the first times that my entire team has been at this. So we have our Oracle product manager. We have our PeopleSoft product manager. We have 9 sessions that we are either speaking at, whether it's a personal speaking session, it's a case study about one of our customers. It is a panel tomorrow. I'll be sitting on lipstick and laptops panel tomorrow morning. And it is details about
definitely
women.
Definitely need a tiara for that.
I do. I might thank you. I might bring that. Yeah, absolutely. But I know it's a panel to talk about women in the trenches of technology. And so we are really participating this year in a heavy way to build awareness. So we will be here all the way through the end. We have been here since I've been here since Sunday, and we will be here through Friday. Also participating in SIGs. Yeah. So we're fully engaged.
And if somebody wanted to learn more, website to send them to, where would you go?
att.com/oracle.
Yeah.
And did you know the second T stands for tiara?
I do now. I did not know that. Well, thank you both for joining us. It's been an absolute delight having you, and we'd love to have you come back sometime.
Thank you.
All right. We will be back in a few from the show floor at Collaborate 2014.